Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody! It came in hot on that one. Hi, hi, hi! My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Very professional. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, Franklin Avenue location. We have to say that now. Sometimes things happen over at the Sunset location. It's Wednesday, October 14th, 2015. You guys got name tags, right? Jordan, where's your baseball? Oh, dude. How many? You see these once in a while now. You gotta bring the ball.
It's in the car.
Columbus, Ohio. I'm doing stand up Sunday at 4:20 at the Funny Bone. I'll be in Tampa. Really?
Yeah.
I'll be in. You're gonna fly back in time for it?
I am. Actually.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Holy shit! All right, because I heard there's one seat left. So congratulations. No, there's lots of seats left. I think it's the. The Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, they like tore down a wall and made it like 400 seats. So plenty of room. I'll be in Tampa on October 29th and 31st. And Nashville, Doug Loves Movies taping in Nashville on October 10th. For deets on these shows and many more, pop over to DougLovesMovies.com. DougLovesMovies.com. From the Corrections Department, I said on last night's episode that the next Doug Loves Movies at Meltdown Comics here in L.A. would be on October 27th, which is happening and on sale. But the next, the truly next one, is actually on Thursday, October 22nd, and tickets are on sale for that one as well. Also, Sean Connery was not in A Bridge Too Far. Prize bag. Let's look in the. I brought an Uber Eats bag because they give it to you in a nice bag when you order Uber Eats. We got a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt. This is a really big one, so I hope there's some big people out there. This was sent to me by PETA. PETA sent me a SeaWorld Kills T-shirt. And I don't know. I'm going to pay it forward because I sort of like the message, but I also just think it's a little harsh. I think they should take my hashtag that I've been using, shut down SeaWorld, rather than SeaWorld kills, because that just sounds like they're constantly murdering things. And maybe they are. Maybe I should do some research. Lighter from Chameleon Glass, a Medi-Cup, or I keep forgetting what these things are called, because, oh wait, it's written right on there. Meditainer, which is a grinder and a container at the same time, which is why they should have called it a grindainer. This is awesome. We're getting a call. Hello? Yeah, latecomers are allowed. It's totally cool. This is for people that want to have the old-fashioned phone feeling. You could plug this into your... whatever you are using as a phone. And have an old-fashioned phone effect. A copy of a promotional tool. And whatever this is another marijuana-related thing. We put a... we put a bong on sale on eBay to try to raise a little money for Getting Dug with High, and then eBay took down the auction because they don't do drug paraphernalia. Yeah, eBay can fucking eBay kills, you guys. So that's all the stuff I brought, but my guests, especially two of my guests, are renowned for bringing a ton of stuff and fun stuff and personalized stuff for the bag. Please give a big warm welcome to Kate McCucci, Ricky Lindholm, and Werner Herzog.
Hi, guys. Wow, that's so nice.
Thanks. Hi.
That was, they're super into seeing you guys. All regular guests.
Up. That was exciting.
Yeah, people stood up. I don't know why they did that. They seems like it's just something they did on their own. Yeah.
Well, it felt good.
It should feel good.
Did you tell them to stand up when we missed that part?
It's something I've been saying on the show every episode lately. It's like, you guys should start standing up for the guests, thinking that it would catch on. And then, like, last night, one guy stood up. But this crowd tonight, you know, the old UCB crowd, they knew what to do, so...
You fooled me.
I hate when I'm in a bad play and one guy stands up and everyone has to stand. And it's like an insincere standing ovation and everybody knows it.
Well, also, most shows on Broadway now doesn't everybody stand during the curtain call? Like, every show.
Yeah.
Because like, doesn't matter how much you liked or hated it. Mm-hmm. I gotta stand up now.
Because they've spent so much money, they feel like they have to think that they had a great time.
Let me just jump right to Werner for a second. Werner Herzog.
Hello, Doug.
Noted serious titian. What? Have you ever seen a Broadway musical?
One time I went to see a production of Annie and to see all these poor children running around and singing about how terrible their lives are. I thought, who needs this? And I left. Does it turn around after that?
Oh, yeah. Annie meets a millionaire who adopts her. And I think he lets all the other kids stay with them as well.
For like a week. But then she has to call him daddy. It's not weird at all.
Is this the Daddy Warbucks?
Yes.
This character?
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone call him this?
Well, that's a good question.
Technically, he does make everyone call him daddy because that's his name.
Man, that is a power move.
I think it's happening.
Call me daddy.
I think it's happening right now as we speak at the Pantages. So we could all just go see it.
Right now?
Let's go. Let's do the intermission thing.
Yeah.
Where you just skate in and grab a seat at intermission.
Second act.
Yes.
They call it.
Then you can see how it is.
You knew much more about musical theater than I expected. I think, you know what, I'm going to pitch this to you right now. Take Grizzly Man to Broadway. That could be an amazing show. Some guy in a bear suit murders the other actor at the end, and they replace him every show.
The only way it could be authentic is if we were to have a real bear on stage.
You know what, why not? Weirder things have happened on Broadway. Like I heard at one point they tried to do a show with King Kong.
With King Kong?
Yeah, remember in the movie King Kong, Jack Black brings King Kong over to America and then they do a Broadway show with him?
I see what you're saying now. I thought you meant they were trying to make a musical based on the film King Kong, but you're saying the world within the remake of King Kong. It was a Broadway musical.
Within the many remakes of King Kong, because now there's another one that's just called Kong that's coming out.
Oh, he has abdicated the throne?
Yeah. He's no longer royalty. He's just Kong. So he has to like life on the streets. sort of riches to rags stories. I also forgot to mention for the prize bag, my friend Paul F. Tompkins dropped by a bunch of stickers from all of the various projects that he's involved with. No, You Shut Up, Spontaneity Nation, Paul F. Tomcast, and a copy of Paul F. Tompkins' You Should Have Told Me on a DVD. So all that's going in the prize bag. Werner didn't bring anything, but I think that's like part of what, that's your message to them, is that they shouldn't expect just empty gifts mean nothing.
The empty gifts that mean nothing is part and parcel of human life on Earth. But Doug, you are incorrect when you say I've brought nothing, because I have brought something for this audience this evening. This is a gift for everyone.
Yes, your presence is
no,
a present.
There's more than that. But a weird assumption for you to make.
I thought that's where you're going. What else do you have?
I have made a discovery since the last time I appeared on your program, which is that your podcast is meant to be an entertainment and not an unending cruel test of movie trivia. Someone told me, no, it's for people to enjoy. It's supposed to be entertaining.
Yes, it's supposed to be fun. You're right.
And so I worked up a little something by way of entertainment for your audience, if you would like to hear it.
I would love to hear it.
I ask me what films I have seen recently.
Oh, I'm gonna do that in a little while. Can we wait till then, or should we just get it out of the way right now?
It can wait.
Okay.
That's the name of my campaign for not texting and driving, by the way.
Everything can wait. I just want to introduce them before we get too deep into the show, because Garfunkel and Oates are here.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Doug.
Ricky Garfunkel Lindholm and Kate Oates McCucci. I was listening to Ron Bennington recently, and he was mentioning, they were talking about different people that were going to be on TV this week, and the two of you are on At Midnight tonight.
Tonight,
so
yeah.
They mentioned you, but his daughter, Gail, couldn't pronounce either of your names correctly, and I don't think they're that hard.
Lindholm, it's spelled like it sounds.
Yeah, it's
Ricky,
pretty straight
I get,
up.
R-I-K-I.
Yeah,
Ricky.
But she threw in an extra L or something in your name.
Home.
And then McCucci was a little mangled as well.
How do you pronounce it?
Huh?
How do you pronounce it?
Me?
Yes.
I lay into the cuch.
Yeah.
McCucci.
McCucci. That would be incorrect, but
yeah,
it's
but
McCucci.
She took it another way, like doesn't know what it's really, how it's really pronounced. You know, I have fun with it.
Right.
Just think coochie.
Just think coochie.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you, the two of you have some new stuff. What'd you bring for the prize bag, first of all?
Okay, so, well, we brought two things. Do you want to say yours?
Okay, so yeah, because Ricky has, okay, this is just a bag from, oh, I wonder where we got this, At Midnight.
It's
yeah.
Our gift bag.
I use
the
At Midnight bags a lot mm-hmm. for the gifts.
But I drew a little drawing on the cookie box. There's some cookies in there.
Delicious cookies, but you drew a nice...
And there's goodies
from the... Garfunkel & Oates, congratulations. Yeah,
there's goodies from the green room, like a macaroon crunch and a lollipop and a fudge strip thing, and I don't know. Nerds!
Nerds, yeah.
Those are all great.
Yes. Oh, and some lifesavers for after you eat all that.
Oh, good.
They're mint.
And the other thing is, so we just got the hard copies of our album in this week, and they're not in stores, they're nowhere. So this is the first hard copy of our new album, and it's signed by me and Kate.
The first hard copy.
Yep, it's the first one that anyone has. Yep.
Jordan's like, why did I leave my baseball in the car? Such an opportunity.
Yep.
All right, so put that in there as well, and it's going to be a two-bag night. Whoever wins tonight's getting two bags, because I'm not taking one of these back with me. There you go. Have you been to the movies lately? Werner?
Yes, Doug, thank you.
What have you seen recently?
Of course, I like to keep tabs with my former scene partners, so I went to see my friend Tom Cruise in the latest Mission Impossible film. And what I would like to do for you is share with you my impression of the villain in the film.
The villain in Rogue Nation.
Yes, this is by way of entertainment. I offer you a comedic a mockery of this fellow's voice.
Okay, let's hear it.
Mr. Hunt, you don't know. I will crush the impossible mission force, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Wow.
That's pretty accurate.
It was a wonderful performance because I like to imagine that there was a steel vise clamped upon his trachea for the entire 4 hours of that film.
I think it was a little shorter than 4 hours, but it did seem to drag on a little bit.
Three and change.
What about you, Ricky? Have you been to the movies lately? In any format, what was the last movie you saw?
I've been doing nothing but listening to the Hamilton soundtrack. So I feel like I've been, I'm addicted to it since it came out, so I've not been watching any movies or television. I literally, the second I get out of work, I start listening to it, and the second I wake up, I start listening to it, and that's all I've been doing.
Now, Hamilton, that's the musical about appliances?
Yeah. It's about Alexander Hamilton. It's the greatest thing in the world ever.
You've seen it live already?
Yeah.
More than once?
No.
Gonna see it again?
Yes.
I'm seeing it in November, and so I'm super psyched about it. Should I listen to the soundtrack before seeing it, or let it all explode in my ears?
I think you should listen to it before, because nothing can spoil it.
Really?
It's so good, nothing can ruin it. Yeah.
All right.
But
I second that.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, you're both saying you don't see any movies, you just listen to the Hamilton soundtrack.
I'm excited I saw a movie, but I have been listening to the Hamilton soundtrack, too.
What's
it's
the movie?
Really
I
good.
Have also been listening to the Hamilton soundtrack.
There's no way that could be true.
Why would I not
What's
enjoy...
What's your favorite song on that soundtrack?
See You on the $10 Bill.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That is a good one. It's got a good beat.
He goes, my name's Ali Hams and I'm here to say... It's fun to rap in a treasury way.
Kate, what was this movie that you saw?
I saw The Final Girls.
Oh, that's a lot of fun, right?
So much fun.
Middleditch has a pratfall over a stanchion, a velvet rope
it's
that
amazing.
Is hilarious.
Yes,
a stanchion.
You know, stanchions are the things the velvet ropes are linked between.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Ricky, did you know that the things that cause severe tire damage, they are called treadles?
Did not know that either.
it used to be on the sign, do not back up, treadles cause severe tire damage. And then the country decided no one knows what that word means. Best to just make it mysterious like we are peasants in a medieval kingdom. Do not back up, severe tire damage.
You don't need to know what's causing the tire damage. It's just going to happen if you back up.
Treadle sounds kind of cute.
Maybe that is why they felt, oh, it's just some treadles. What am I worried about? They live in the walls and they take a bath in a thimble.
Those tiny treadles. It's one of my favorite Muppet spinoffs, the treadles. Ricky.
Yes.
Back to you.
Yes.
Seriously, you must have seen a movie.
The last movie I saw was E.T. at the Bowl. No, at the Hollywood Bowl, and they played the soundtrack live, and it was amazing. The L.A. Philharmonic, and when he takes off in the bike, spoiler alert, everyone was crying.
That's pretty moving.
It was moving and wonderful.
I heard that at that screening, they replaced the keys of the federal agents with guns, as they did in the original. But Steven Spielberg, at some point, was worried he did not want to have guns on the screen, so he digitally inserted keys on all their belts. But if you think about it, if you heard that an alien was coming to Earth, you absolutely would carry a gun. You wouldn't say, where are my keys?
Right, and if they changed that so that he had keys on his belt, they should change the character's name to Guns. Because his name is Keys in the movie.
Because that one fellow... Oh, no, I'm sorry, you're right. It's not that everyone has keys. They are all given walkie-talkies instead of guns.
Oh, okay.
I was conflating the character of Keys with everyone else in the film.
Keys, 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 keys of Van Nuys.
I've been listening to the Keys on Van Nuys soundtrack every day, all day.
You should listen to that soundtrack first, too. Before seeing it, before going to buy a
before
car.
Before seeing the Keys on Van Nuys commercial.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, well, now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Yeah!
Ooh, I am the ghost of games. Ladies and gentlemen, on stage.
Are you all right?
Yes. People made name tags, and you are going to select which ones you'd like to play for.
Oh,
and bring them back to your seat.
This
first
is
step would
so
be
hard.
To stand up.
I'm gonna maybe get the one that's
throw your mic
to
down. That's a cover of Entertainment Weekly. I like that. No, I don't think anybody's ever done that before. Just take a cover and tweak it. Usually people do stuff involving printers. There's no ads in this show. It's an ad-free episode, so. Mm-hmm. You got to hear the exciting name tag picking process. Ricky, who are you playing for?
Phil. It's the movie Up, and it says Phil Up. So. Mm-hmm.
Why do you like that?
Because it was the closest to me.
Oh, okay.
And also, he was making a face like, please pick me. You were, yeah.
Oh, that's
so I was
good.
Like, all right.
Good pick
and
me face.
And I interpreted it as he really wants our CD.
And he's got like a crazy Donnie Darko bunny on his shirt there. I don't know what that is. Can you pass that down to me, though, for a sec, Ricky?
Yes.
I just want to...
Did you say Donnie Darko?
Darko? Donnie Darko. I like, he wrote at the bottom, Doug Benson, and I gotta say, I'm excited to see Doug written in the Disney font.
It's nice.
It's real nice.
He took
like,
some time
I kind of try to draw my D's like that, mm-hmm. but I don't have that kind of time. all right, good job, Phil Up. Who are you playing for, Kate?
Con Aaron.
Nice! And it's a very lovely drawing of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
He's saying, I heart Doug, or he's thinking it, while saying, don't touch the bunny. And who are you playing for, Werner?
I'm playing for Yoni, I believe his name is. He has transformed the poster for the film Yogi Bear into a Yoni Bear, and he's also glued many fun-size chemical candy bars to the poster. And he has also superimposed his own face on Yogi Bear's face and Doug, your face on the boo-boo face. It is as if he is Yogi Bear and you are his little friend, boo-boo, and you're having fun with the picnic basket.
And all that candy, that looks terrific. I like that a lot.
I presume it is safe to eat.
Do you just, when you're picking name tags, is that like something you look for? Something that has to do with bears?
I'll be honest. It didn't hurt.
It was a nice connection. Like almost like they knew you were going to be here. Or TJ Miller. All right, the first game we're going to play tonight
is a game to determine who goes first in the next game. So everybody's microphones are live, and you just shout out the answer as soon as you know it, because it's time to do some lines with
you guys. Want to do some lines? Let's fucking do this shit.
Yeah, I told him to give you a little less leash so you couldn't go bother everybody in the crowd.
I got no fucking leash. I'm like Jet Li. Shh. It's a deep cut.
Jet leash. How you doing, man?
Doing fucking great, dude. I'm Mark fucking Wahlberg. What's up, Werner? How you doing, bro?
It's nice to see
good
you.
Good to see you. Kate?
Nice to meet you.
Ricky.
Wow, why the cold shoulder to Ricky there?
I don't know. Fucking text the dude back, bro.
We
I'm saying, do you want to have hummus at the Arclight? You don't fucking answer me. That's fine.
No one wants to have hummus at the Arclight.
Well, they fucking should. It's a high-quality restaurant. For those of you who don't know, the Arclight is a movie theater for white people.
It's where I saw Straight Outta Compton.
So did I. What's up, dude? You want to do some fucking lines?
Yeah, I do. That's why I introduced you. And
I was just out front eating beef, duck, and jerky.
Tried to say, let's do some lines with Mark Wahlberg. So Mark's going to say a line from a motion picture, probably a classic, but I don't know what he chose. Before he does that, he's going to say, look good, feel good, maybe once or twice.
You fucking get me.
I do. So that's just so don't guess Boogie Nights. And here we go.
Look good, feel good. All right. I'll tell you what I'm doing, okay? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to buy 8 hot dogs and 8 hot dog buns, okay? But I can't do that because they only sell 12 hot dog buns. They don't sell 8 of them because some big old bigwig over at the hot dog store got together with the hot bun store and they told each other, let's just sell these things. We'll get all these dumb whippets to do this together. And every single nitwit goes into these stores and they start buying 12 hot dog buns and they buy 8 hot dogs. Well, I'm not doing it anymore. This nitwit says no. George Banks says no.
Is that a comedian from the 80s?
I mean, it sounds like Vince Vaughn.
Mm-mm, no fucking way.
Who's George? What has a character named George Banks in it?
You want me to do the whole thing again?
No, I don't.
George
I'm pretty
Banks.
Sure we'd blow I'm some surprised. Fucking lines
I'm surprised none of the guests know
is
it.
Is it Father of the Bride?
It is Father of the Bride.
Whoa!
Right. Way to go, Kate.
George Banks.
Thanks, Mark.
Dude, I might be yelling shit at you. Donnie's trying to sell pumpkins door to door, so.
What does he try Donnie.
That's good.
Donnie's selling pumpkins door to door.
Can I say my favorite time of year is Halloween because it is when we assert our dominance over the vegetable kingdom because they send their most formidable foe, the pumpkin, arguably the elephant of the vegetable kingdom. And each year we pummel it into dessert.
I saw some lady on TV today, like on the Today Show or something, going, things that say that they're pumpkin flavored sometimes don't even have pumpkin in them. Like, no shit. Really? That pumpkin flavored candy doesn't have any pumpkin in it?
I feel as if they are saying they're laying their cards on the table when they say pumpkin flavored. They're not trying to deceive anyone. They're saying this will taste like pumpkin.
Pumpkin-esque.
They never say you're going to be picking pumpkin out of your teeth for days.
All right, so Kate gets to go first in this next game, which is going to be a little round of something called Last Man Stanton. There's a person in the audience that goes by the Twitter handle Brie Fiero. Any relation to Guy Fiero? And where are you? There you are. Hi. Where are you from?
Riverside.
Riverside. Thanks for getting away from all that meth. And So she's going to suggest an actor or actress, and then starting with Kate, and then we'll go to Werner, and then me, and then Ricky. I like to play along in this game. We're going to take turns naming the movies that that actor or actress has been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. If you make up one that's not true, like Wayne Fetterman's Puppet on a Chain. One of the forgotten Sean Connery classics, Puppet on a Chain.
Puppet on a Chain actually is a film. It's just not a Sean Connery film. Yeah. But it is a movie that exists.
Sure, that's not going to trick me.
I just
need movies
to clarify on Wayne's behalf that he is not completely the fabulous that you make him out to be.
I don't think he knows that that's a movie. All right,
Bree. That's some random words he stumbled across. Like a monkey and a typewriter.
Or Graham Elwood. Bree. Paul Rudd. Oh, boy.
All right.
Are you have you seen a lot of Paul Rudd movies, Werner?
Every single one. He's very charming, and I think he's cute.
I like him a lot, too. He's been on this show, and he's a wonderful dude, and I hope I can think of some of his movies.
I'm already blanking.
Right? Yeah. But you're not first. Kate has to name the first one.
Clueless.
There you go. Let's just go back to the beginning.
Right.
Just start with the first one out of the gate. What about you, Werner? What do you got for Paul Rudd?
Ant-Man.
Okay, that's fair. I'll go with Wet Hot American Summer. Are you guys watching the Netflix version?
I literally can't think of one.
I'm just watching movies right now, so I haven't seen it, but I'll check it out eventually.
I know he's in every movie, but I did have two margaritas before I came here, so I'm going to say that I'm out.
What?
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm just on another level.
We're in no hurry. Ugh. Take 2.5 seconds.
Okay. Oh, God. I know he's in that one with Jason Segel.
There you go. What's that called? Just say the name of that movie, and you will be in business.
Friend Brothers. Best Friends. You're my friend. Wait, we know each other.
Can there please be a movie called Bros Friend for Life. Brothers?
I like you. I love you, man. Yay! I just had to talk through it, I guess. I don't know.
God. I love this show. This show's come to the point where people cheer when somebody pulls out one movie.
For guys and everything.
Because we're going to come back around to you again,
God,
you know.
No. So you just listed so many not real movies, but then you got the right one. You did it.
I did.
Good job. You want another one from me?
Uh-huh.
This is 40.
Yes, of course. This is 40. Werner?
As part of his 40 duology, the 40-year-old virgin.
Yes. I'll go with the object of my affection.
Knocked Up. Thank you.
You're killing it now. Uh-huh. What happened to you?
I don't know.
You've changed.
Yeah.
The documentary that goes along with Wet Hot American Summer.
But what is it called?
Is it First Day at Camp or something? I don't know. What is it called? I don't know.
Probably.
Shoot, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That doesn't really count as a movie. You could probably think of another one.
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
Yeah, you can.
I got to now do the name association. He's only in everything. Oh, my gosh. Am I really blanking now? And I didn't have two margaritas.
Did you have three?
You just had a taco.
I had a Coca-Cola. Well, a half of one. Shoot, I don't know. I'm super blanking, guys. I think
what
I'm...
What was that one that was... based on a play. Neil LaBute.
Oh.
Oh, what was that one?
Yeah, what was that called?
Oh, well,
I'll be trying to think of that one. So you're out, Kate?
I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Paul Rudd, because I know I've seen more movies.
Don't apologize to him. I'm pretty sure he's not a podcast listener. Werner?
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's one. I'll go with Dinner for Schmucks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to have to go with Anchorman, too. Woo! Thank you.
Full title, please.
Oh, what? Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
It's not Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
Oh, then I don't know. I'll go with Monsters vs. Aliens.
Wait.
What?
Okay, Monsters vs. Aliens.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, Kate, you have a little help here from Ricky. Oh,
I thought I was out.
Oh, that's right. Werner, you have a little help here from Ricky. If you don't take it, I'm gonna.
Anchorman 2, the saga continues.
No.
Is that what Ricky said? Because that is not my guess. I am just resetting. I'm going to say Our Idiot Brother.
Oh, very nice pull. Our Idiot Brother. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Is that wrong too? What is it? That's right. Somebody's like, no,
no,
it did not continue. All right, so.
I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's
I just love how you've continued to hang in here.
It's not super fun, but it's something like that.
It's not what?
It's super fun, but it's something like that.
Oh, something like
Jonah Hill's in it.
Super fun.
Awesome fun.
Super me. Super.
Super brother friends.
Oh. Okay, I can picture it.
Super fun times?
At Richmond High.
Super night. Super Bowl. Super guy. Super idiot. Super into it. Muppets Most Wanted. Nice. Thank you, Margaritas.
Muppets Most Wanted. Holy crap. All right.
What is that super movie?
It may still be in place, so be quiet.
Oh. All right, Paul. If he were here, he could guess.
Would you like me to fill in for him?
Yes, please.
The object of my affection.
I said that.
I know you did. I'm reminding you. I was going to go through all the ones that have been mentioned, but if you would prefer I do not do that, I will stop with the one that you have already said.
You can't think of the LeBute one? With Rachel Weisz?
He undergoes a transformation in the film. He starts out as someone unattractive, and then he makes himself attractive, but he does no good. Because he's in a Neil LaFute movie. Yes. Where everyone is a piece of garbage.
It's true. I just can't think of what it's called. Oh, I think it has the word science in the title. No. Nope. lady behind me. No.
A flat no.
Gravity? Does it have the word gravity? No.
Laws of attraction.
Weight. Does it have weight?
Laws no. of attraction.
No. He's not in that.
Why not?
Right? I don't know what happened.
There's a good part in there for him.
They sent his agent the script, but they never heard back. Wanderlust?
Funny people.
As long as we're... Oh, funny people.
I'm back.
You're out of control. Oh, I don't know any except for these five. Well, I was going to stick with the David Wayne movies and go the 10.
Superbad.
He's not in Superbad.
He cameos in everything. I can't be wrong, yeah. Can I?
No, you're done.
Okay, I lost. I deserved it anyway.
No, but you not only lost, but you also won.
Oh, yay!
Because you lasted the longest. Let's go ahead and hear it. What did we miss? Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh my goodness.
The Shape of Things.
Cider House rules. It's the best Cider House. They came together. Another David Wayne.
You know, it's really easy when you're sitting out there.
It really is.
I've seen
this
all
is
of
the end.
Even Mark Wahlberg knows Mark, one.
Yeah, dude. He's in that.
What's the one I was thinking of, the LeBute thing? What? Fat Pig was a play.
No, not Fat
Pig. The Shape of Things. The Shape of Things. So the girl that kept saying no to me was thinking of Fat Pig.
Which is a play.
And I wasn't saying any words similar to those two.
Fat Pig is a Neil LeBute play, but it's not a movie
yeah,
yet,
it's
is
a
it?
Play.
But wait.
The Shape of Things.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Who is in the movie version of Fat Pig? We know it's not Paul Rudd. He's been discounted.
Someone more famous is brother.
Why don't you look it up for us right now?
And like then Donnie?
And then report...
You guys want to do a fucking line?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really. I got other stuff I want to do, but
dude, I got 25 minutes to kill. Donnie found out all he bought was squashes, so he's trying to revamp his whole fucking business model.
He's trying to sell some squashes now.
Yeah, dude. I told him, I'm like, call it Squash It. He sold out. All right, you ready
all
to
right,
do
let's
it?
Let's do a line. Can okay, I play along?
Fuck yeah, dude. Ready?
Okay.
Look and feel good. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our services
beauty
to the test.
Beast.
It is fucking beauty.
Woo!
Beast.
Yes.
Oh. You thought that might have been a tough one?
I just saw it yesterday. I didn't know how many people were aware. It's the candle from Law and Order, dude.
Lenny the candle.
Yep. Yep. All right, kids. Stay away from carbs.
All right.
Stay away from cars, kids.
Did he mean? Did he say cars?
He said carbs, but I think kids should be warned about cars more than carbs.
I thought he said cards.
Cards.
It was like,
stay away from gambling, kids.
Yeah.
All right. So that you know, Ricky, that didn't count for anything. What just happened?
Oh no!
That was
dang.
That was just Mark coming in playing a game for fun.
Cool.
But yeah. Ricky won it.
But you did also win the last round, so you get to start first.
Oh,
go
good.
First.
Okay.
And we're going to play a few rounds of reverse Malton. Yeah.
Is that the same as the
tepid
Leonard
applause.
Malton game?
It's similar.
Okay.
But the opposite. It's in reverse.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give you three choices of films. You're going to pick the one you think you know the most actors in. So I'm guessing you might probably go with Superbad if it's an option. And then I'm going to tell you how many actors Leonard lists as being in that movie. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to bid on how many names you can name out of
I
that
forgot
number.
How hard this podcast is. I don't know why I had a margarita.
It's really...
Two. You had two margaritas.
I know I did.
I had half a Coke.
And then,
okay.
And after you bid, how many names do you think you can name? Then Kate can bid more names, or she can challenge you to do that. And
okay.
So,
so
in
what
that case, it's similar
challenge...
to Leonard Maltin.
Then
if you challenge and she fails, you get a point. But if you bid more, then Werner can bid more or challenge you.
Okay.
And it goes around like that. We switch the order every round. It's very much like Leonard Maltin game, but not.
But in reverse.
Yeah, put it in reverse. it's the slogan for the next Fast and Furious movie.
In
let's,
reverse.
Let's back up over some treadles. I gotta find this thing and then do it. Three movies you get to pick from, Ricky.
Okay.
Do you know more people that were in West Side Story? Grease or Mamma Mia?
Oh, Jesus.
Yikes.
Okay, I'm going
right.
to say
Oh, Jesus
Mama...
was the working title of Mamma Mia.
I'm going to say Mamma Mia.
Okay. Mamma Mia, the movie from 2008. Leonard lists eight names. How many of those eight people in that movie running around singing on a beach?
I can name five.
She says she can name five, Kate.
I can't. Oh, I mean, no.
Good job, poker face.
Yeah.
I definitely can't name five. I can only name three. So would I be best to challenge Ricky?
Well, now that you said that.
Yeah, you could have confidently bid more, but something tells me Werner would have told you to name those people.
Yeah.
So the best bet here is to hope that Ricky can't name all five.
Okay.
Meryl Streep.
Hang on,
Amanda
Ricky.
Seyfried.
Slow down, Ricky.
Meryl Streep, yes. No?
Hang on a second.
What?
I'm not going to say yes or no to each one.
Oh.
You just have to name five,
okay.
And then I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Meryl Streep, Amanda Seyfried, Pierce Brosnan, Dominic Cooper, and Colin Firth.
That's correct.
Yes!
Wow! Nicely done.
Thank you.
Damn, you like ripped through those.
Well, I was afraid I was going to forget. You know when you're really focused, you don't even memorize a phone number and you're like 3238. It was that was happening.
I think you almost just gave your phone number out.
Yeah.
Well, we've really narrowed it down to 323. Look out for them stalkers now.
Oh, no.
All they got to do is guess the other eight numbers. Seven numbers, dummy.
Doug is on his third margarita.
Also featuring Christine Baranski, Julie Walters, Stellan Skarsgård. Did you say Pierce Brosnan?
Yes, I did.
Quick impression of Pierce Brosnan singing in that movie.
You know what he did? He was camp singing. He's like, for love. You know how they do at camp?
Yeah, but
it was like
they'd take him in a studio and say, stop doing it that way.
It's hard to say no
like
to
you're
Bond.
In a musical.
Doug, I beg your pardon. Did you say in there somewhere, Stella Skateboard?
Stellan Skarsgård.
I misheard you. I apologize.
Yes. He must have been in one of your films. He seems like he's up for being tortured.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think so. All right, so Ricky has a point, and this next round... I'm going to change it up, and we'll start.
Are you laughing at me having a point?
No. Oh. How I was clapping.
Oh.
She's clapping by just gently tapping the table.
As if she's the Queen of England. She is just gently tapping on the tabletop to signify her approval of the proceedings.
Yes.
She's telling someone in Morse code how she feels. Werner gets to pick this time, and then we'll go to Kate. And
I accept the responsibility.
You get to pick between three movies that I picked from outer space. Apollo 13, Moonraker, or Mars Attacks. I keep forcing Mars Attacks in this game because I just want someone to eventually pick it. You're not saying you have to. But which one of those three do you think you know the most of the cast?
Mars Attacks.
There we go. Finally. Leonard lists all the actors working today. They're all in here. Let me see if any of them are dead. Well, maybe one or two. He lists 6, 7, 8, 11, 14, 17, 20 names. He lists 20 names. 20 names for this epic. Leonard calls it an overly self-satisfied spoof. The old OSSS.
What's the right amount of self-satisfaction to have?
I don't know. Probably any amount might be irritating. He only gave it 2.5 stars. But how many out of 20 names do you think you can name, Werner?
I can name 5 names of Mars Attacks.
That's a strong opening bid. We go to Kate. Now, see, a thing that I neglect to tell the guests about backstage is, you know, sometimes you can, you know, like a poker game, you can pretend you know and be like, oh, 6, easy, or whatever. And then maybe Ricky wouldn't challenge you. She'd have to bid more.
I don't know how to do a poker face. I think I don't know. I definitely don't know. I don't know. So do I just challenge you to your 5, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he's gonna you're challenging him to 5, but just for fun, I'm going to make you name 10. I think you could do it.
We'll see.
Okay. Go.
Jack Nicholson. Lisa Marie. Jim Brown.
Wait a second.
Michael J. Fox. Of course, our old friend, Pierce Brosnan. Here's where it gets interesting. Bernard Malamud. Spalding Gray.
No.
William S. Burroughs.
No.
Jim Dale. And Elaine Stritch.
Oh, so there is a dead one in there.
And Sylvia Sidney, but she yes. also is dead.
Oh.
Isn't it weird that she's that's great. Like the one I knew?
Yeah, I felt like you just didn't know anybody from Mars Attacks, but you knew Sylvia Sidney was in there.
I knew Sylvia Sidney.
Do when people bring up Mars Attacks, do you say, "Oh, the Sylvia Sidney movie"?
Yeah. She sticks out in my mind.
She was a memorable lady.
Of course, Jack Nicholson played multiple unmemorable roles in that movie, and then, or at least two. And his wife in the film, do you remember? Glenn Close.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Annette Bening was in there. Danny DeVito, Martin Short, Rod Steiger. He's always fun to have around. Also dead. Tom Jones, Lucas Haas was in there. Paul Winfield. Joe Don Baker, Christina Applegate, and then you could have said this as a joke. Barbet Schroeder is in the movie. Or is it Barbie? Barbe? Yeah. So Werner Herzog has a point, everybody.
Yeah.
Which is the name of his latest documentary.
Werner Herzog has a point.
Where he has something to say about texting and driving.
Don't do it.
It can wait.
It's a very short film. Okay. Ricky's yawning now.
No. People at home don't know that.
Does booze also make you sleepy?
No. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I'm doing my very best and, like, getting points, so...
Yeah.
I shouldn't have told you about the margaritas.
Or yawned in front of me.
I can't yawn? I feel like I'm just, like, letting oxygen into my body, and, like, it's healthy, and it feels good.
What are the rules of live performance? No yawning on stage?
I think yawning, generally, that's, unless you're setting up a yawning bit of some kind.
Can we check email, or what is the ruling?
Don't do that either.
Okay,
especially
fine.
During these games, because people think you're cheating.
I apologize for my yawning.
Don't apologize.
Okay, then I take it back.
Just, you know... I just feel bad that you're that kind of tired, because I've been there. I've been there. I know how you feel.
You've yawned before?
Yeah.
It's crazy over here, you guys.
I've done it. I've yawned on occasion.
That's a new level
and it always
of tired.
I'm a hypocrite, because it always bugs me when people go, "Oh, don't do that," like you're going to make them yawn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just did that to you.
So you did.
No more yawn shaming, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's take that out of society.
Thank you. So I won this round.
Yes.
Good.
Don't text or yawn while driving. And we're back to you, Ricky. You get to pick.
Okay.
That's why I was especially upset about the yawning, because you're at a very exciting point in the game.
I'm sorry about that.
Because you have a point, Werner has a point, and you get to pick the next movie.
Oh, good.
Who do you know more people from? The Hunger Games, Silver Linings Playbook, or American Hustle? All of which
American
have
Hustle.
Similar people.
American Hustle.
We're going American Hustle. Okay, that's a great one. Because Leonard just lists five names.
Oh, I can name four.
What a weird time to hold out on us, Leonard.
I can name
that
four.
That movie had a lot of actors in it.
Four
You're
going to
name four out of the five that Leonard lists.
Yes, the four people on the poster.
Okay. I bet you all five of these are on the poster now that I look at it, but maybe not. Kate?
You're going to name the four.
Okay. Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and Jennifer Lawrence. No?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, did I forget that poster? Oh, okay.
And Jeremy Renner.
Yep.
Would be the fifth one. He's probably on the poster, isn't he, or no?
I forgot about him.
Oh, okay.
What about Louis C.K.?
What about him? Didn't make the cut with Leonard. He's like, so, I don't care about people who get hit by a phone. If you look up Casino, Don Rickles isn't listed. I know, it's a good pull, right?
The video that someone has assembled that's on YouTube that shows Louis C.K. mocking the audience of Inside the Actor's Studio, then showing Bradley Cooper in the audience on Inside the Actor's Studio, then him mocking Louis C.K. in the film is one of the most sublime things I have ever seen. If you have not seen this, I urge all of you, you must watch it immediately.
It really does come around quite nicely that Bradley Cooper gets to just smash him in the face with a phone.
As few things in life do.
I think Ricky answers too fast because...
She's about to pass out.
I had to yawn and get ready for it. I answer too fast?
No, I'm just using that as an excuse. I didn't plan enough games for this show because of your fast answers.
Oh, my bad.
I'm blaming you for no reason.
Yeah, but I answered Ricky, that Paul Rudd stuff really fast.
Ricky is our winner, everybody.
Holy shit. Wow.
So Phil Up gets the both of the bags. Come and get them.
Oh,
there you go.
Yay,
congratulations.
Yay.
Thanks, Phil Up.
We got no shithead on the back of the Yoni Bear.
You forgot a pen. I'm sorry.
You forgot a pen?
You must come up and write it right now. There's a pen here. Is he calling
it
out to you?
No, he just said it. It's a pretty good one.
as timely as today's headlines.
Same.
This one's got one, though. Oh, speaking of today's headlines.
Oh.
That's a good one. Yeah, there's the shithead and then a frowny face under it, as if to really say, yep, that is a shithead. Where is Con Aaron? You got to have this back. It's too nice for us to keep. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I'm sorry, Con Aaron.
And we don't need Ricky's shithead because you won on his behalf.
Yep, you're welcome, yeah. Phil Up.
Although it's, I don't know, that's funny.
I don't know who that is,
but it's
anyway.
this is, so now maybe we do have to say
really
it.
Weird.
Why? What is your beef with ABC7's George Pinocchio? I mean, Pinocchio just wants to be a real boy. Why would you? Why would you be mad at him? Where is Phil? There you are. He's the worst. Okay.
Worse than Sam Rubin of KTLA.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know of any morning TV entertainment reporters that I love, but I mean, I don't know. He's not in mornings, is he? When is he on? It's like he'll come on Emmys, yeah, and he'll come on like midday and be like, "The Martian is in theaters. He's stuck on Mars." I'd watch that for hours.
Would you like to know a fun fact about ABC7's George Pinocchio?
I very much would like to know a fun fact.
His wife makes all his vests.
He always, you're right. I mean, I don't know who makes them, but that's probably true because he's always got
it
a vest on.
It is absolutely true. I have heard him say it.
All right. So we got to do something with this little...
Fuck it. You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Woo! Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Thanks for taking the hint, Mark.
I keep forgetting that he is in the building. And then it is a terrible start when he bursts through the curtain screaming.
Don't be afraid. It's just fucking talent.
Are you eating beef jerky?
I told you at the top of the show, I was out front, we eating fucking beef jerky. I came in, Doug's here. Let's do this shit. Half the time I walk in, it's four white dudes in hoodies just making shit up. You ready to do a fucking line, Doug?
Yeah, okay. Right.
You do look good. Feel good. All right, here's the fucking deal, okay? I'm gonna take your fucking cheeseburger and I'm gonna put it right up here. And then every day you bring in your fucking change, your dollars, or whatever the fuck you got, and you hand it to me. And what I'll do is I'll put it together until you have enough money to pay for this fucking cheeseburger. And then on that big fucking day, when you do have enough goddamn money to pay for that cheeseburger, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take that cheeseburger and I'm gonna give it to you.
Good burger.
Nope, it is not fucking good.
Clerks?
I thought the same thing. Keenan and Kellen Goodburger.
No.
I was thinking one of those guys died. Too.
It's not Clerks?
I don't think that's true.
What's that?
Clerks?
Mm-mm, no, it's not Clerks. Mm.
Clerks 2.
Who else works behind the counter?
It's not Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Jay and Bob Strike Back?
No. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your little cheeseburger and I'm going to put it right up here.
Yeah, we got it.
And every day you bring your goddamn change.
Right.
And I'm going to put it towards this cheeseburger. Uh-huh. And then when you have enough money, guess what? I'm going to give you your fucking cheeseburger.
I have a guess.
Oh, Popeye.
No.
Is it the brave little cheeseburger?
No. You want another line from this movie? Yeah.
I guess so. Yes. We don't know what it is from that.
Tell me you don't love me. I don't fucking love you.
Oh,
tell me you don't love me.
Empire Strikes Back.
It is not Empire Strikes Back. That's where she goes, I love you, and he says, go fuck yourself. You want another line?
Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah, well, I got her app. I got her number, so how do you like those apples?
Goodwill Hunting.
It is fucking Goodwill Hunting.
I can't believe you've been doing this show this long and you finally got around to Goodwill Hunting.
It didn't deserve it.
Right
today.
Up here. Oh. Do you have some bad feelings about not being in that
I've
movie?
I've never met a janitor that smart, but whatever.
Okay.
Who is the smartest janitor you have met?
The dude who played the janitor on Breakfast Club. He ended up becoming a janitor at Paramount Studios. I'd see him every fucking day. I'd be like, living it, dude.
John Capellos.
He's so fucking good, man.
Yeah, he was great.
You want to do another line?
Sure.
Yeah.
How many do you have ready to go?
All of them, bro.
You just memorize every script and then sometimes you get the part.
Fucking IMWDB up here. All right, ready? Before you were born? Before you were born, your parents used to stay up all fucking night. They'd stay up just talking and drinking wine and watching the sun come up. And then you came along and it's me. Why, my? He touched me. He took my bear.
Baby's Day Out.
It is not Baby's Day Out.
Ted?
It is not fucking Ted.
He touched me. He took my bear.
He touched me. He took my bear. You know what you are? You're a man. A man who needs his mommy very, very badly. That's the fucking follow-up line to that.
Psycho.
Mm-mm. That dude did not need his fucking mommy.
Mr. Mom?
You want another one? Same movie?
Yeah.
Sure.
I see it. I see it. I see it.
Poltergeist.
You're in there, Peter. You're in there.
Hook?
It is fucking Hook.
Fucking Hook?
He touched me and took my bear?
Yeah, that's when he's telling those kids.
What was the first line again?
You're in there. I see it. You're in there.
Well,
Peter.
The thing about the bear.
Oh, that's what fucking Hook's yelling at these kids. These ungrateful little fucking shits. Before you were gone, your parents were happy, and then you came along and fucking cried all the time. He touched my bear. He took my hair. Whatever the fuck it is.
Dustin Hoffman says that?
Yeah.
No, it's Hook, dude.
You said he Captain touched Hook. Me. He took my bear, which is a lot darker. You said he touched me. He took
it's
my bear.
It's all about context. Bob
touched
Hoskins
my hair.
Around.
Where did he touch you on the bear?
I wasn't in it, but he touched
you. Show
me.
Us where he touched you.
Probably like on the shoulder.
Ricky, are you an only child?
No, I am not.
Did you never had the anguish of a sibling touching you when you did not wish to be touched?
No, not yet. You never know, it could happen.
Did they ever do the thing where they put their hand very close to you and say, I am not touching you?
All the time. All the time.
All right, Doug, I'm going to give you one more. Ready?
Oh, okay. All right, I was going to...
No, people deserve this shit. Here we go. I pushed my sister down the stairs, and then one day I went to the movie theater, and I was up on the balcony, and I just started going, ha! 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 Is that how people throw up? Ha! And I made all these people throw up on them.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
No.
Pushed my sister down.
Yeah, I recognize the throwing up from the balcony on people. That happened at Paul Rudd was in a play a couple years ago on Broadway.
It was Fat Pig.
Somebody.
3 Days of Rain. frame.
And somebody threw up from the balcony onto people below. I can't imagine, like, just watching a play and Doug being, having vomit rain down on you.
What did the actors do? Are they, like...
I think they closed Broadway for a week.
Yeah.
I think they dimmed the lights for a night. Mm-hmm.
Doug, maybe check in with the young lady on the Fat Pig update.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the newest on
Fat
Pig?
Who was in the movie adaptation of Fat Pig?
So, I was wrong.
She was
wrong, it turns
out. Thank you.
What's that feel like?
Play was though it was 3 days of rain. Now I know all Paul Rudd stuff. I just
no,
sobered up.
That wasn't the play I was talking about.
Wasn't it?
No.
1 minute of throw up.
Yes.
We still haven't guessed what this one is.
Oh.
It was a different play, but it was with Michael Shannon and Ed Asner. Ooh. But I can't remember what it was called.
Luke Maybe Grant meets the monster.
You ready?
Yes. Well, for what?
I'm gonna fucking give you another line from this movie. So I can't believe you haven't got.
Wait, what? Okay. What's the first line?
I threw up. Like,
yep. Oh, threw up from the balcony.
I pushed my sister down the stairs and I blamed it on the dog. And the worst, worst thing that I ever did of all time was I went to the movie theater and I went up on the balcony and I started going, and then I threw fake puke all over the people below me.
I know.
Hey, Mom, I'm starting to like this kid.
Wait.
Hey, Mom, I'm starting to like this kid.
Fake puke?
Wait.
I missed the fake part the first time. That's the next line. Hey, I'm starting
Hey, Mom, I'm starting to like this kid.
AI.
Do you want another line or you want me to tell you who says, hey, Mom, I'm starting to like this kid?
I'd like another line.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
I know this movie. It's so close.
We had to fight him when we ran away, and there was booby traps. And then we got in a fight on a pirate ship, and then there was an
Goonies. Goonies.
It is fucking Goonies.
The Goonies. Oh, he just threw beef jerky.
For the listener at
the
home,
audience.
I just gave protein to the audience.
No, he just
in the best way.
Those beef jerky bags have pointy edges there, Mark. You shouldn't just throw them into the crowd. Who got them? Because that is seriously, that was an open bag of beef jerky that was sitting backstage. So I would not, do not eat that.
You're welcome.
Doug, is there a maximum running time for this show?
No, it's just we have a little bit more, we have some leeway when we're at 8 o'clock here at UCB because we can go till 9:15.
Oh, wow.
And it's 9:04, yeah. I thought those games would take longer than they
I'm
did.
I'm just really good at them, I guess.
Or I'm really so bad fast. At them and I'm just like, just say the thing you think.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Kate.
I made the game go too fast, guys.
Maybe you do a little bit of Last Man Standing with the best fucking movie star here.
Really?
Why not, dude?
All right. Let's do Last Man Standing with Joe Pesci.
Motherfucker.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
He's not here, but... all right. Do you guys want to do a Mark Wahlberg round?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. Last Man Standing, Mark Wahlberg, and we'll start with Ricky.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Look good. Oh, I didn't know that's how this was going to go. You get a little commentary about each one. It's like an Entertainment Weekly article.
We're doing Mark Wahlberg.
5 to see it, 10 to touch it.
Ted.
Ted, all right.
Solid.
Werner.
Ted 2.
Yeah. Thought you might go to that one. I'll go with Contraband.
Oh, you think you're the only one who brought a gun?
Wait, that's the first one that you could remember a line from?
What are you talking about? 5 to see it, 10 to touch it. It's the end of Boogie Nights, brah.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I'm blanking again.
For the listener at home, I'm talking
like
God.
I thought you were
God.
Just making offers.
No, those are Donnie prices.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was wondering if the price has gone up with your stardom. Ricky?
Transformers 3.
Uh-oh. You really got yourself in trouble there.
Was that wrong?
No, it's just we're really into full titles.
What was the full title of Ted 2?
Ted 2.
Ted 2.
Damn! Okay.
Ted full 2, title. A New Dawn Awakens.
Oh, the full title of Transformers. Oh, man. Okay.
The transformation continues?
The machines on the...
Again with the transforming?
Yeah. All right.
Transformers 3, almost transformed.
Okay.
Close to full transformation.
Transformers 3, give me 2 more seconds.
I got this.
I'm trying to think of another movie, and I don't have anything, so...
Are you Mark fucking Wahlberg? Kidding me right now?
What if he does a line from a movie?
Okay, do a line, and I'll see if I have one.
You want a line from another movie?
Sure.
Why are you doing this to us? Why are you trying to hurt us? The fuck am I doing? I'm talking to a plant right now.
The happening.
Yeah. It was Ricky's turn.
It's been her turn for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm growing bored. He can take it.
Why am I here? If you can't come up with what comes after the colon, I don't want to hear any more from you.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Kate.
I heart Huckabees.
Fuck yeah.
Who doesn't?
Me and Russell crush the shit.
Okay, so Werner said the happening.
What's that one about fighting? Is it the
fighter? They're all about fighting.
The fighter. I
beat you to it, the fighter.
The fighter.
I'll take
fighter?
It.
Yeah, I said it before you did. Next.
But it was my turn. I have to think of another one.
You already lost.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because you couldn't think of the rest of Transformers 3.
I'll give you a hint. I played a cop.
In Transformers 3?
In all of them, bro.
Whose turn is it, Doug?
I don't know. I think Kate's still in, right?
Yeah, but I'm about to be out because I can't think of any more Mark Wahlberg movies.
Oh, he's been in so many good ones. There
what
was.
The fuck,
what's that one where he's a cop?
May I go?
He's like a cop.
Maybe. Okay.
Oh yeah, what is that one? Oh shoot,
Cop Time.
Oh, the
oh yeah, he was a cop
time.
At something.
Cop Time.
I turned down Cop Time.
Yeah. The opposite of Time Cop is about a cop who doesn't go anywhere at all.
Right.
Stays. He's a shut-in.
The Pope. No, the shield, the blue.
What
the,
is happening?
I don't know.
The Force. The
Transformers 3 Revenge of the Fallen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Now you go, Doug.
That's what it's called.
It is just us now and no one else.
Just
what? Wait a second. It's part 4 that he's in.
Oh,
Doug! Yeah. I tried to give you
Doug,
one.
You won the game. 4, I win.
And now the prize is we can all go home.
Yeah, unless you're waiting for Donnie.
The Departed, the other guys, there the gambler.
Other guys. Will Ferrell to be funny.
It's got Mark Wahlberg in it.
Cop Hour.
Four Cop Brothers, Hour? Broken City, Two Guns. Who's counting? Fuck yeah, do a big hit. Renaissance Man, that's where I fucking broke Payment. Out. Oh, just a little movie that Reese will never forget. Fear.
Basketball Diaries.
Basketball fucking Diaries. Three Kings.
Entourage movie.
Yeah, technically. Are we talking about movies I saved? You fucking know it.
Yeah, your cameo was really the highlight in that one.
Did I say Four Brothers? Because it deserves repeating. Is that it? Because we can also say fucking date night. We can do this all night, people.
We really can. Do you have any anything you'd like to plug?
Just hope I see you guys at the gym. Other than that, look good, feel good.
All right, Mark Wahlberg, everybody. Kate and Ricky are going to record a new special.
Yep.
And people can still get tickets?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which city are you going to do that in?
Seattle at the Neptune Theater.
Beautiful Neptune
October
Theater.
October 23rd.
Please come see us. It's going to be fun, and there will be kazoos, and we're going to sing, and we're going to have a great time.
And there'll be a bear and touching.
you never know.
I did my Netflix special, Doug Dynasty, was at the Neptune, and it's a wonderful facility. Ask them to go get you some hamburgers after.
Okay.
There's a good hamburger joint nearby, and they'll bring a box of them over, and then you just stand around and eat them.
Nice.
I wish I could remember the name of the hamburger place.
Boxo Burgers?
Really good. Dick's! That's right, wow. You assholes.
I thought he was
Dick's.
Just yelling that.
Yeah, Dick's Hamburgers. And they're delicious.
We're not setting you up. We're not trying to get you to show up to the Neptune Theater and go, hey, can you guys get me some dicks?
Yeah. I'd like... After
we,
the show,
we forgot to put it in our rider, but we need a lot of dicks
stand
after
around
the show.
And eat it.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But after the show, we'll just be like, you know what we need?
We stand around and eat some dicks.
Yeah.
Does the special have a title?
Trying to be special.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. And what's the date again? Did you say the date already?
October 23rd.
23rd. That's a Friday?
Yep.
There you go. Everybody in Seattle. You guys gonna go back up to Seattle?
No.
How'd you know about dicks? I guess they have... Wait, what just
really,
happened?
Really?
You going back to Seattle? No. How do you know about dicks? Seattle. It's kind of what they're known for. It's like the Space Needle and dicks. Seahawks, Space Needle, dicks. They are that good. Werner, what do you got to plug here?
I would like to promote taking your shoes off after a long day.
Do we have to scrunch up our toes in the carpeting John McClane style?
I wouldn't recommend it.
No. Turned out badly for him. He's running around barefoot the rest of the movie because some guy on a plane told him to do that to relax.
If you look at that film, that is the inciting incident.
Yes. That and meeting Argyle, who likes to sit in the limo with the music so loud he can't hear that the building he's in is exploding.
It's been a while since I've seen the film. There's a character named
Argyle. Argyle is the young limo driver who is just partying, and he's got the music on real loud and talking on the phone to somebody, and so he doesn't hear that the building's exploding. It's a one of the few flaws in a perfect film. And he does come to the rescue at one point, eventually. Eventually Argyle helps out.
Yes, thank you, Argyle.
Thank you to Kate McCucci, Ricky Lindholm, and Paul F. Tompkins. McCucci. We brought this sucker right in on time. I'm very proud. Very proud that was able to happen. I mentioned I'm in Cincinnati tomorrow night. Other towns too. DougLowsMovies.com. And as always, Donald Trump is a shithead. Because we still have 1 minute to bring it in. There it is. Mumford and Sons is a shithead.
Now it's time for them to go to the other coffee. I suppose this viewing prowess makes it.